Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Paciorek. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Jim Beattie. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bruce Robbins. And now, play ball. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stein for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell bunts towards third. Cox picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cox. Peters goes all the way around to score. Trammell moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops it up and throws to first, with BD covering, for the out. Trammell scores. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roberts. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Robbins covering, for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters takes first base on ball four. Whitaker moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball four. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cox moves to second. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a pop-up towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kemp strikes out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hebner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beatty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Whitaker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Cowens moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht fields the ball and throws to BD covering. Safe. Cowens scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. Stein strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robbins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. BD fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hebner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-3 in the game. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Dave Stegman now playing left field. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to second. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-3 in the game. Stein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bocht strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Parrott now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins bunts towards first. Bach scoops it up and throws to first, with Stein covering, for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roberts. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Cowens scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 7-3, Tigers. Dave Roberts now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Tim Corcoran. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Trammell scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 9-3, Tigers. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman strikes out. Cox drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stegman out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. John Wackenfuss now playing first base. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton strikes out. 1 out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 3 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Roberts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.